The American journalist Roxana Saberi spoke today to reporters in Tehran. It was her first full day of freedom after more than 3 months in an Iranian prison.
I'm, of course, very happy to be free and to be with my parents again. And I want to thank all the people all over the world who, whether they knew me or not, helped me and my family during this period.
The freelance American reporter had been convicted of spying for the U.S., a charge that can carry a death sentence. Yesterday, an appeals court reduced her 8-year jail term to 2 years suspended, which meant she would be allowed to go free.
We were very excited, and it came unexpectedly. We were thinking that you will hear something, but not that fast. So it was very good news.
That was Reza Saberi. NPR reached Roxana Saberi's father at his daughter's apartment in Tehran early this morning. He spoke about Roxana's time in prison.
It had a lot of psychological pressure, as there was no physical abuse or anything, but just to be there for her, to be confined in one room and not to be able to do any of the activities that she used to do, it was hard for her.
Roxana Saberi's ordeal began on January 31st when she was arrested.
Roxana's family became worried when they didn't hear from her. In early February, she called. She said she'd been arrested after buying a bottle of wine, illegal in Iran, and she asked her parents not to reveal her situation publicly. It wasn't until March that she got a lawyer, shortly after the world learned of her arrest.
Authorities in Iran have arrested and detained an American freelance reporter. Roxana Saberi has reported for NPR, the BBC, and other news.
On March 2nd, the Iranian government charged Saberi with illegal news gathering since her press credentials had been revoked.
Shortly after that, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for Saberi's release.
We believe there is only one outcome to this matter, and that is for her to be released as soon as possible, to return home to her family in North Dakota.
That was the Secretary of State's call, but on April 8th, Saberi was charged with espionage.
A few days later, she appeared in Iran's Revolutionary Court for a trial that lasted less than an hour. It was held behind closed doors. She was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Even Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke publicly, asking for her case to be reviewed and for Saberi to be allowed to defend herself.
This morning, her father spoke about his daughter's immediate future.
Roxana will be in our house in North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, and for a while she will recover there, and then she will decide what to do.
In the meantime, Reza Saberi says the family is celebrating quietly.
We're just ourselves, and one of our neighbors came in to check on us and to talk to us. Other than that, no, we are just a few friends, but right now we are just with our daughter.
When Roxana Saberi and her family return to North Dakota, they will find items left by a former college instructor, including an American flag and a sign that reads, "Free at Last."